Hello, good morning. Welcome to worship. Thank you for coming. On the right-hand side of your bulletin in the church calendar box, you will see the announcements for this week. We are continuing our Bible study on Wednesday night. We start at 6:30 p.m. with a light meal in the fellowship hall. Please join us for that if you can. Our next family fellowship luncheon for the month of June is next Sunday. It'll be hosted by Dolly Smith and Gloria King and Agnes Montgomery. Embers to a Flame will meet this afternoon at 6, and we will be discussing chapter 10. This Thursday at 10:45, June 16th, the women of the church are going to meet here in the Ed Building parking lot and go to Batesville to eat at the Court Street catering place. So, the Westminster Shorter Catechism, question number 74, says, what is required in the Eighth Commandment? And the answer is, we are here to worship the great triune God. And the way we do that is by feeding on His Word, by enjoying His love, and by submitting our wills to His purpose. The call to worship this morning comes from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Would you read it with me responsively? Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Stand and let's all sing together the doxology. Be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank You for the great cloud of witnesses like Abel and Enoch and Noah and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and Moses and Gideon and Samuel and David and all the prophets and many others who have lived lives of faithfulness and given us an example of how to run this race of life and faith. Let us follow their example and lay aside every weight and sin which hinders us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God, interceding for us. And we pray in His name the way that He taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is number 173. Praise Him, praise Him. Would you please take a hymn book and turn to 173. And if you are able, please stand and let's sing stanzas 1 through 3. Confess our common faith together using the ancient Apostles' Creed. Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. May be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. We stand in awe of you because you are the Most High God. We desire to praise you with all of our hearts, to tell of your wonders, to sing praises to your name, and to be glad and rejoice in you through Jesus Christ, our Savior, who paid for our redemption through His blood. We pray that you would forgive each one of us where we have sinned against you and done what is evil in your sight. We pray that you would give us in this next election rulers and authorities that will make decisions that are in harmony with the great principles of the Word of God, and that those who oppose your Word and the Lord Jesus Christ will not succeed. We pray for the sick and the suffering. We pray that you will give healing in accordance with your perfect will. We pray that you will encourage and build up and supply the needs that exist, and not only for those who are ill, but for those who minister to them. We pray for them as well. We pray for the victims of this mass shooting this morning in Orlando, Florida. We pray for those members of our church who are shut in, homebound, for James Knox Badley, for Bertha McCullough, for Martha Davis, for Mosella Perkins, for Mary Ellen Lovelady, for Bess White. Pray that you would cheer their hearts with a sense of your presence. We pray for the whole church of Jesus Christ, wherever the Word of God goes forth today, not simply here, but wherever individuals gather in the name of our Lord and the Word of God is preached in faithfulness and simplicity and in truth. Oh Lord, through the Holy Spirit, use the Word of God to build up the body of Christ and to increase it in number if it should so please you. We thank you for a Savior who has power over death, and we thank you for an eternal home in heaven. We do not belong to this earth. Our citizenship is in heaven. I pray that we would be more heavenly minded as we go about our business here on this earth. We pray for missionaries of Jesus Christ all over the world, that you would give them success in making and maturing and multiplying disciples. We pray especially for those who are connected with us, who we are close to, the Bowlings in Mexico, the Chaplains with MTW, the Davilas in Costa Rica, the DeHogues in North Africa, Steve and Diane Hill in Peru, the Pattersons with Wycliffe Bible Translators, Jim and Karen Romaine, Alan Cochet, Larry Brown in Africa with African Bible College, and for those men in Haiti that One Door Ministries ministers to. We pray that in our meeting now that Jesus Christ may be lifted up and honored, and that through the ministry of the Word of God we may be brought to know Him. To know Him whom to know is life eternal. To be built up in our faith. We commit the singing of the hymns, the special music, the reading of the Scriptures, and the exposition to you for your blessing upon it. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. responsive reading this morning comes from Psalm 19. You can find that on page 790 in the back of your Trinity hymn book. Would you please turn there at this time and let's read together responsively from Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands. There's no speech or language where their voice is not heard. In the heavens He has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. By them is your servant warned. In keeping them there is great reward. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Our next hymn is number 705, I Know Whom I Have Believed. If you are able, please stand and let's sing stanzas 1, 3, and 5.
I'm
Thank you. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive our morning offering. Our Father in heaven, we realize that You take no delight in sacrifices and offerings. You take no pleasure in offerings when they are not accompanied with a broken spirit. But a broken and contrite heart over our sins You will not despise. So it is in that manner that we wish to bring these offerings today and pray that You would use them to advance the kingdom of our Savior Jesus Christ here in our midst and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. For it's in His name that we pray. Amen. For this morning comes from Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 17. From the Gospel of Luke chapter 7, verse 11 through 17. And this is what it says. Soon afterward, He went to a town called Nain, and His disciples and a great crowd went with Him. As He drew near to the gate of the town, behold, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a considerable crowd from the town was with her. And when the Lord saw her, He had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then He came up and touched the bier, and the bearer stood still. And He said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to speak. And Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has arisen among us." And God has visited His people. And this report about Him spread through the whole of Judea and all the surrounding country. This is the Word of God. This is the holy, inspired, inerrant, infallible Word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the Word of God stands and abides forever. May He bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning, and we'll bring a message from that passage after the special music.